This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba and welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShuah Masech Nedarim. Tonight, Shushan Purim is the yahrzeit of Maran Hagoyin Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We know that Reb Chaim, one facet of his godless was his tremendous chayvos. He had obligatory amounts that he learned every day. So at the very least, for his yahrzeit, we could try to be mekayim at least a chayv of a blad a week, right? So, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, says the Holy Mishnah, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, Nadra Vihi Arusa. Let's say a woman made a neder and she was an Arusa. Nisgar Shaboy B'yayim. Let's say she was divorced on that day. Nisar Shaboy B'yayim. And she did Arusin on that day. And then again and again and again, Afila Mea, even 100 times, even to 100 people. So now she's up to her 100th husband. And she made an neder earlier in the day. Whatever, she davened Netzachama, right? She got up early for the Megillah or something. And now it's late in the day. It's 10 o'clock, 10:03. And she got married for the 100th time. I would definitely say that's a full day. 100 weddings. Avio Bala Achim Afir Nadara. Her father and her final husband could be made for her Nadara. Even though this husband Yarshind the right, basically has taken over Baal 1, who took over, and Baal 2 took him over, Baal 3 took him over, Baal 4. But the final husband could join with the father and be made for her Nadarim. Zach Klal, here's the rule. Koshal Yatsur Shasatma Shachas. Any woman that never left to her own domain for one moment, Avia Ubalo Ha'achrin Mefir Nadara. Her father and her last husband annul her Nadarim. Her father and her final husband annul her Nadarim. So it means she never left to her own domain. She never became a Bageras. Yeah? She never became a Nesua. So she never went into her own domain. So at therefore, she remains in the state of being a Nara, and therefore, she's an Arusa, and her father and her husband are made for her Nadarim. Says the Holy Ran, Nadra vihi Arusa v'chulu, aviyo bala achar nafi Nadareha. The Arus made for b'koidmin b'shutfas. An Arus could be made for previous Nadarim with a partnership with the father. V'hai dinaka nesgar shaboy b'yoyim nesar shaboy b'yoyim. Why did the Mishnah have to say she was divorced on that day and Arison that day? Why can't it be that she did Arison on the next day? Because we're talking about not just where the first Arus, let's say, had no Shaychas to the Neder because he didn't hear it. We're talking about where the first Arus heard it. Well, if the first Arus heard it, Mishum de Bishama Askinan, the Shama Arus, Oy Shama Av, Mishum Hachi Davka Boy Biyoim. But if it's the next day, loy not. Because since one of them heard it, v'loy hefer, and he didn't annul it. He established the neder. So basically, therefore, it has to be talking about where it was all the same day. Because if the 100th arus is the next day, so that it was already niskayim. For Gemara, Shaklinan Vitarinan, the Gemara, where we go back and forth, Hai Minayu Shama Aras Ayavia. The Gemara, where Shaka Vitari, which one heard it? Meaning, who actually heard the Neder? The Aras or the father? But we're assuming one of them heard it, and therefore it has to be the next day. Zehaklal. This is the rule. Kol shalayatza l'shus atzma sha achas. This is the rule. Anyone who didn't go out until her own reshus, even for one moment. Shalay bagra, she wasn't a bagaras. V'loy nasa, she wasn't a nesua. The ibagra ay nasa, because if she was a bagaras or a nesua, yatza reshus av, she left the domain of the father. And the Arus alone cannot be Mefer. If she became a Bagaras or she did Nesuin, she left the Rishus of the father. And now the Arus by himself cannot be Mefer. Meaning if at any point of time, obviously this is not talking about her current full husband, he could be Mefer, but if any point in time she became a Bageris or a Nasua, and now she's an Arus, the Arus alone cannot be Mefer because she left the Rishus of the father. Says the Gemara, Minalan, the Arus Achrayin Mefer Nadarim Shaniru L'Arus Risha, and how do you know that the final Arus could annul Nadarim that were fit for the first Arus? How do you know he could be Mefer Nadarim that were fit for the first Arus? Let's see the Ran. Minal Hani Mili, the Arus Achrayin Mefer Nadarim Shaniru L'Risha. The midik tani nisgar shabai b'yoyim minasar shabai b'yoyim al karchach b'shama askinan. Again, the Gemara wants to know, how do I know the final aras can be made for nadarim that were fit for the first aras? The Ran says, from the fact that it says that she was divorced on that very day, and she was nisares on that very day, Al karchach b'shama askina. We have to be talking about where you heard the ilai. Otherwise, by b'yom lamali, it wouldn't have to be on that day. So, how do I know? How do I know this? The Mishnah is clearly talking about where somebody heard. So, if somebody heard, how do I know the final aros could be mefer, the nadarim that were fit to be annulled by the first aris? How do we know it was fit to be annulled by the first aris? Well, clearly it was, because we're talking about where it happened on that day. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar Kadha, the Pasuk says, Vim hayoi siya le'ish undarea ala. And if she will have done kedushin to a man with her nadarim on her, nadarim shahayu ala hakfar. It's talking about, she did erisin to a guy, and nidareha aleha, it's talking about nidarim that she had on her in the past, to which the Gemara challenges. Maybe he can only be made for nidarim that she had on her in the past that were not fit to be annulled by the first aras. Maybe it's only they were not fit to be annulled by the first aras. Av nidarim shenirul aras rishon, but nidarim that were fit for the first aras, the final aras maybe cannot annul it. Says the Ran, the Dilma Hanimila bin Nadarim Shalai Nirul Aras Rishon Shalai Shama Isam. Maybe it's only Nadarim that the first aras that didn't hear the final aras could be Mefer. Al bin Nadarim Shanirul Aras Rishon Lai Matsi Mefer Aras Achrain. Why? Why would we say the Aras Achrayin cannot be made for Nadarim that were fit to the Aras Rishayin? The Kivan de Niru L'Rishayin, since they were fit to the first one, maybe Loi Nisraikna Rishus Aras Achrayin. Maybe the Rishus doesn't empty to the last Aras, El El Av. Maybe only to the father, K'demuchach La'el. Like we proved earlier, Mehe Kesha de Havayos, that maybe the Aras Achrayin can only be made for, if it wasn't fit for the first aros, but if it was fit for the first aros, maybe not. Like it's muchach earlier, mehekesha da havayos, because we compare before the first havaya to before the second havaya. Hokach neima dinadarim shenirul aros rishon aros achrayin k'mandal asadam yomei for av. Maybe nadarim that were fit for the first aros, maybe the aros achrayin is like it's not there, and the father could be made for Inami or Nema, the Kivan the Ika Aras, since there's an Aras, Vloy Motzi Mefer, and he can't be Mefer. Avnami Loy Motzi Mefer, the Makam Aras Avloy Mefer Luchudei. So, in other words, we're asking, maybe the final Aras could only be Mefer in a situation where the first Aras didn't hear about it, but if he heard about it, maybe Loy Nisraikna Rishus Labal. Says the Gemara, Aleha Kra Yiserahu. The word on her is an extra pasuk. Aleha. It's an extra pasuk. Where does it say Aleha? It says Undareha Aleha. V'mhaya Yisrael Ish Undareha Aleha. Says the Ran, Aleha Kro Yisrael Hu Loimer Kol Nidareha Shala. It's coming to say any Nidarm that are on her. V'afilu Niru L'Aras Rishayin. Even if it was fit for the first Aras. That is the teaching of Shmuel. Shmuel says we learn from the pasuk v'imhayoi siya leish undareha aleha, that nadarim shayu aleha kvar, and don't say it's only if it was fit. Don't say it's only if it wasn't fit, because even if it was fit, because nadar aleha is extra pasuk. Tanya kvasei de Shmuel. We learned in a brisa in accordance with Shmuel that the aras achron could be mefer even nadarim that were roy for the aras rishayin. How? The Braisa says, Nara Hamarasa, Nara Marasa, Avio Bala Mafi Nadara, her father and her husband can be made for Nadarim. Kate Zadhau, Shama Aviha, her father heard, the Heferla, and her father annulled. This is a very interesting case. Her father heard, her father annulled. We're talking about Nara Marasa, Vlahispa Kabbalah Shmaya Achames. The husband didn't hear about the Nadar and he died. And then she got married. She did Erison on that day. Okay, so this is clearly talking about a case where it was not Roy for the first Aras, right? Because he didn't hear about it and he died. So then, Avia Ubala Achron Mefir Nadara, her father and her last husband are made for her Nadarim. Shama Bala, if her husband did hear the Heferla and he annulled it. And the father didn't give a chance to hear it. Ad shemes habal, and the husband didn't, and the husband died. So now the husband's hafara is meaningless. Chayzer avu mefer chalko shabal. The father reverts and he annuls the share of the husband. Obviously, he has to annul his own share. But the chiddush is if the husband heard it and he annulled it and he died. Once he dies, his annulment, remember we learned earlier, his annulment goes down the tubes, is ineffective. And now the father has to go back and be made for his own nedarim. Amar Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan said, Hein hein devrei Beis Shammai, this is the opinion Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Amrim, Ein Yachal Hafer. That if the husband, in the first case, it seems like, if the Baal didn't hear it, and she did Erisin, by Biyayim, and her final husband could be Mefer. But in a case where the husband did hear it, and he was Mefer and he died, Beis Shammai says, the father could annul it, and Rav Nasan says, according to Beis Hillel, he can't be Mefer. Let's see the run. Tanya kvasei de Shmuel, da filu nedarim sheniru la'aros rishon, that even nedarim that were fit for the first aros, matzi mefer aros achron, the final aros could be mefer. Which, by the way, we don't see from this case, because what case was it fit for the first aros? We're talking about a case where the aros didn't even hear about it. So then if he didn't hear about it and he dies, the father could be made for it with the final aras. So we don't really see, even if it was Nira. So, how do we see it? Shama aviyah v'hefer lov v'yiswek abal l'shmai ad sheh meis v'nesas b'yom mishum haki katani bay b'yom. The reason why I picked that day, t'i nesas b'yom shal achav, if you did erison on the day after, kivin d'chshah meis bal, since when the husband died, nisroik no rishus la'av, it emptied out to the father, v'lay hefer by b'yoyim, and he was not mefer on that day. Kaimei l'nidre, the nether is stands. But it's interesting. Why did it have to pick Boy B'yoyim? The father was made for the Nadarim. I guess because even though he was made for his nadarim, but when the husband dies, so he has to be made for the aris's nadarim. The aris is right. Avio balaha acher mefinader. A pershuk tzasa rishayim zal. Dahach bava kamaisa divrei hakol. This first case is according to even Beishamai. The pluk to Beishamai is hilo beidach bava belchori. They only argue in the latter case. Let's see further down in the run. Shama bala veheferla. The husband heard and he was mefer. Hach bava nami benis arsa mari. The begavna de reisha kaimi. It's talking about the same case as the reisha of loy miflagi bahade reisha ala de reisha hefer av. In the reisha, the father was mefer. Vahacha hefer abal. And here, the bal was mefer. So what happened? The Baal was Mefer, in this case, and the father didn't hear it, and the father died. Sorry, the Baal was Mefer it. The father didn't hear it until the Baal died. The father is Mefer his chilek of the Baal, according to Beis Shammai. Choyzer avu mefer chag shabbat. The avu chudei matzi mefer. The father alone can be mefer. Afal pishinis arsa laachar. Even though she did eris into someone else. Gonna farish time. Come on, as we're going to explain. So according to Beis Shammai, he is mefer the reshus of the first the chelik of the first husband. V'chitani u'mefer chelko shabal. One second. So again, we're talking about Nisarsa. And the father is chozer mefer chelko shabal. The father alone can be mefer, even though she did eris into someone else. And we're going to explain why. When it says he's made for the chilek of the Baal, ina chenami, the chilek atzmai, gam kein, yafar ha'av. Ina chenami, he's also made for his own chilek. That we don't need to say because it's obvious. Shachalke shal av, blei hafara loy paka, the chilek of the father, without him annulling it, will not go off. The chelko shabal who the itzuch leilashminan. We needed to teach me a chiddush that he could even be made for the chelko of the baal. The afagav the baal kfar hefer chelko, that even though the husband already was made for his chelek, afilu hachi chayzor avu mefer. Nevertheless, the father goes back and he's made for his chelek. Nevertheless, the father is made for the chelek of the baal and his own chelek. Af oisoy chelek atzmei shel baal. Mishum dechimayis le baal. Because when the husband dies, but la hafara delay. The husband's hafara is batal, but his own, the av's own hafara is batal. Aval beis hillel oimrim ein yachol hafer. Beis hillel says, no, the father can't be made for alone. The Av B'loi Aros cannot be made for alone. So the Gemara is going to determine what exactly do they argue about. Again, we have to establish, how do we see from here that you could be made for even Nadarim that were fit to the first husband? We'll have to see. So Gemara says, "B'mai pligi." What do they argue on? And we'll try to explain this more tomorrow. Okay. So I think tomorrow, right now, the schedule will be the share will be either 6:30 or 6:45. Okay, because I have the Wednesday night share. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Kol tov. Thank you very much. Freilich and shushan parham. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Kaltov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.